The forum was held at the University of Charleston and included panelists from mental health, education, and legal backgrounds. During the forum, panelists discussed West Virginia's lack of funds for mental and behavioral health intervention, a lack of coordination of services, and the statewide deficit of therapists and counselors. Panelists called on legislators to aggressively fund existing mental health services, especially in schools, citing West Virginia's high youth confinement rate as an example of the state's failure to help those in need. Over the last 60 years, youth confinement has declined in almost every state except West Virginia, where the confinement rate has grown by almost 50%, according to a Mental Health Matters press release. West Virginia has the second highest youth incarceration rate in the nation. Future forums on youth mental health and incarceration will be hosted throughout the month of October in Wheeling, Morgantown, Martinsburg, and Beckley. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.